Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello, welcome to Luke's English Podcast. I hope that you're well as you listen to this. I've just had my breakfast, which was very nice. I had toast and coffee and a banana and some juice. Lovely. Nice way to start the day. Today is Thursday, the 8th of January, 2015. And this episode really is just a kind of quick hello. I say quick hello. Who knows how long it'll last? It could end up being about half an hour. But anyway, it's a sort of fairly unplanned episode. I decided that I would record this morning just to respond to what happened in Paris yesterday, and also to give you some other news and talk to you a little bit about some other stuff, and maybe to respond to some messages which I've been sent through my email account, which is podcastreply@gmail.com. Okay, so first of all, you may have seen in the news that yesterday there was a kind of very violent attack in Paris. Gunmen attacked the offices of a satirical magazine called Charlie Hebdo, and they shot 12 people, including four of the magazine's cartoonists and its editor, as well as two police officers. So apparently these are Islamic militants, extremists, who decided to attack the magazine. They arrived in a car, and they were dressed in balaclavas and bulletproof vests. A balaclava is a sort of, it's a bit like a hat and a scarf. You put it over your head. It covers your head, but it leaves some space for your face. It's a way to keep warm, but it can be used to mask your identity. So they came with balaclavas and bulletproof vests and AK-47 machine guns, assault rifles, and shot 12 people. Killed 12 people. This is the deadliest attack in France since 1961. During the war in Algeria, but this is a very big deal in France. I know that in other parts of the world there are violent attacks like this all the time, but it's fairly shocking for France because it considers itself to be a very democratic country, a kind of free country with these principles of liberty, equality, and brotherhood and all this sort of thing. So this kind of terrorist attack, which is really a response to the publications of the magazine. The magazine is known for being quite controversial and provocative. And over the last few years, they've posted various pictures on the fronts of their magazines, and they've posted images on the internet and so on, cartoons making fun and ridiculing certain extremist like militant Muslims, and even in 2011 they actually published a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad, which of course is considered to be like a huge, I don't know what to call it really, a huge crime, a huge contravention of Sharia law, I suppose. Now, I know for a fact that most Muslims, you know, the majority of Muslims in the world are, you know, very peaceful, and they're also deeply shocked by what happened yesterday. And this really is the action of extremists who have a violent agenda. It's certainly not representative of the entire religion. And in fact, many people are saying that this is not really a religious thing, that this is the act of individuals who are you know, who are extreme, who've gone too far to the point where they are, you know, sociopathic, and they don't actually follow the proper teachings of the religion anymore. Certainly, it's just horrific. The idea that in a country that values free speech, that people can actually be shot dead. It's extremely shocking. I find it upsetting, and it makes me angry. The idea that some people out there believe that they can bully the rest of the world, and that if the rest of the world doesn't follow their extreme ideas, that they have a right to then murder people and threaten everyone with violence if they don't believe in their ideas. It's ridiculous, of course. I mean, what kind of ideology is that? Either you follow our religion or you die. I mean, oh great, I'm glad we've got a choice, you know. Anyway, I find it upsetting. I shouldn't go into it too much, but I wanted to mention it. It happened in a totally different part of town to where I live, so it didn't impact on me at all. I'm completely safe, of course. I've had a couple of messages from people wondering if I'm okay and if my girlfriend's okay. We're both absolutely fine. But still, the whole country really is mourning the deaths of these 12 people. I feel a little touched by it as well, because some of the people killed were basically sort of comedians. You know, they were cartoonists, but essentially they were comedians. And I don't think it's okay to, if you're offended by something, to then put people to death as a result. I think that being offended is just something you have to put up with. You know, I think people should be allowed to express their ideas, and being offended is just something that happens in the world. You don't get to dictate what people can and can't do and what people can and can't say. I think that I'm sure that everyone listening to this agrees with me. Anyway, I just wanted to mention how shocking and upsetting the events are. Lots of people gathered together in the Place de la République, which is a large public square in Paris, last night, to basically show their support and to protest against what happened. And everywhere there are stickers and banners which say "Je suis Charlie," which means "I am Charlie," and it's just a sort of statement of support for the magazine Charlie Hebdo. "I am Charlie," and that's basically a way of just sort of showing your support for what happened and the people who died and the people at the magazine. And it's a way of showing that you support free speech and that the terrorists are not winning. So if you see "Je suis Charlie," if you see that banner, that's what it means. Okay. Obviously, you know, the president has made a statement. President Francois Hollande has made a statement, and President Barack Obama. Everyone's been making statements and stuff. But there you go. All right. I wonder how the story's been dealt with in your country. Obviously, I have people listening to this from around the world, and we get different kinds of news. The stories are dealt with in slightly different ways in different places. So if you've got, you know, a certain take on it, then do leave a comment under this episode. I'd be very interested to read what you have to say. I think the police have got the names of the people who did it. Apparently it was three guys who actually did this act. And I think the police have already arrested, let's see, I'm on the BBC's website, this story from the 8th of January, that's today, at 10 past 10 this morning. "Charlie Hebdo massacre, new police killing rocks Paris." Okay, fine. "A gunman has killed a policewoman in Paris." Oh yes, this is another killing. This happened today. I didn't know about this. "A gunman has killed a policewoman in Paris a day after suspected Islamists killed 12 people at the office of a satirical magazine." Oh my God, this happened an hour ago. A second person was seriously injured in the attack in the southern suburb of Montrouge after the gunman fled. It's unclear if the incident is related to the Charlie Hebdo massacre, which traumatized France. Police made 7 arrests overnight as they hunted for 2 named suspects. Arrest warrants were issued for Sherif and Saeed Kouachi, said to be armed and dangerous. A third suspect has surrendered. France has declared national mourning for the victims of the Charlie Hebdo attack. A minute's silence will be observed at midday, that's 11 o'clock GMT, 12 o'clock Paris time, across the country, and the bells of Notre Dame Cathedral in the capital will toll. Gosh, so someone else has been shot today. Maybe this is one of the suspects escaping from the police who shot someone. So this is another death. This is terrible. So yes, the police have arrested one person and they are chasing the other two. What a dramatic incident. I think that's all I have to say on it. But I'll be watching the news to see what else happens. I certainly hope that they catch the perpetrators of this terrible, brutal crime and that they're put to justice. I know that this sort of thing happens all over the world, but when it happens a little bit closer to home, it's you know, it just sort of has an impact on you, doesn't it? I remember in 2005 there were terror attacks by Al-Qaeda on the London Underground, and I was working and living in London at the time. I remember when that happened, and basically the whole city just froze and went home. Everyone just walked home. The trains weren't running, the buses weren't working, so everyone had to walk home, and it was like a big exodus from the centre of town. And I just went home and I sat and watched all of the news unfolding on the TV. Basically a number of trains and a bus were targeted by Al-Qaeda terrorists in 2005 in London, and they blew up bombs and people died, and it was very tragic and so on. But the city, the people of the city kind of got together and remained strong, and it sort of brought everyone together in a way. So the terrorists, you know, it doesn't work, okay? It just makes people stronger. The worrying thing, of course, is that this kind of action will activate the right wing, the sort of nationalist and right wing sort of almost fascist elements of politics in Europe, use this sort of thing to push their agenda. That's another worrying aspect of this. There are certain sort of right wing politicians in France and in England who no doubt will be using this as fuel for their agenda. And that's disappointing too, that this is going to be hijacked by another form of extremism, right-wing nationalist extremists, and political parties will be banging on about this kind of thing and using it as an excuse to justify their radical ideas, like the idea that all foreign-born people should be ejected from the country and that kind of ridiculous thing. Anyway, it's a pretty dark day. That I expect the mood in the city today will be pretty, pretty low. And I just hope that no other cases of violence occur as part of this story. And I hope that the killers get put to justice properly. In other parts of the world, as I just said before, this kind of thing happens all the time. That is equally as tragic. And if you're in a place where you face the threat of violence, or a place where violence is almost an everyday occurrence, then you have my sympathy too. And you know what I think. I think that all this kind of thing is just completely crazy and ridiculous and insane. And I know that there are reasons behind it. There are ideologies that push people to do things like this. But at the end of the day, violence and threats of violence and intimidation and bullying are not acceptable, and it's not on, it's not fair, and this kind of thing can't be allowed, and that's it. All right, so that's just what I wanted to say about the violence that happened here yesterday. But it's not all bad news, it's not all moodiness and depression and violence and so on and so on. No, it's not. In fact, I've got some other news which I'd like to share with you on Luke's English Podcast right now. Okay? All right. Good. So, welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to normal life again. We move on. We carry on. Okay? Now then, I hope you had a nice Christmas. I hope you had a good New Year, if you celebrate those things. I hope that you enjoyed yourselves and all that sort of thing. I went back home to my parents in the Midlands, as I said, and we had a very nice time. Let's see. One of the best gifts that I had was from my brother, and he bought me a mug, a mug for drinking tea or coffee, but it wasn't any ordinary mug. No, he'd gone to the trouble of producing a mug which had the Luke's English Podcast logo printed on it. So I've got my own Luke's English Podcast mug, which I can use to drink my tea and coffee every day. And it's brilliant. I absolutely love it. It's a really nice, white coffee mug with a beautiful Luke's English Podcast logo printed on it. And it's just a great way to enjoy a lovely cup of tea in the morning. And I posted a picture of this mug on Facebook, on my Facebook page, Luke's English Podcast on Facebook. Posted a picture on there thinking, I wonder what my listeners will think of this. They'll probably think it's quite cool. They might like it. What actually happened was after I posted it, it got an unprecedented number of likes and comments and things. It became incredibly popular on Facebook. Normally when I post stuff, I get, quite a lot of likes and comments and other things like that. This one is maybe the most popular thing I've posted, well, for a very long time. Let's see how many people liked it. I'm trying to find out. Something like 400 people liked it, and I got 51 comments, which is not bad. I mean, there are some websites out there, obviously, that get way more than that. But nevertheless, it was quite a popular picture, and lots of people were writing, "Oh, when can I buy one? I really want to buy one." I thought, okay, it's time to try and launch a set of merchandise for Luke's English Podcast. So I immediately, with my brother's help, I went online. I started searching for ways that I could bring a Luke's English Podcast mug or a Luke's English Podcast t-shirt to my audience. Okay, and there are a number of ways that I could do it. Let me talk you through what I've decided to do. Okay, now obviously I want to try and keep the prices reasonable. For various reasons. One of those reasons is I want lots of people to have a Luke's English Podcast mug. The other reason is that I know in many countries, because of exchange rates and so on, for example, the pound is very strong compared to other currencies, and so it could end up being rather expensive. So I wanted to try and keep the price down. I want to keep it reasonable. But at the same time, I want to actually be able to ship these objects around the world. So there's two options ahead of me. One option is that I have a bunch of mugs and t-shirts and things produced somewhere, and I buy it all in bulk and they send it all to me, and then my flat is full of merchandise, and then people make their orders from me directly and I package them up myself individually. I take them to the post office. I have them sent to different places, and I have to arrange all the postage and packing. I have to buy all of the polystyrene things to prevent the mugs from breaking. I have to do all the packing myself. I've got to find places to store all of the merchandise, and I've got to arrange for the payments to be made as well. And that is a very complicated process, isn't it, as you can imagine? And the other option is that I go with a company online, and there are a few of these companies, and they handle everything. They get all of the merchandise produced. They handle the payment of it. They do the printing. They do the sending. They deal with any returns and things like that. They handle all of it. But what they expect is to get a large part of the profit that is made. They expect to get 80% of the money that comes from the price of the item. Okay. Now, basically, I can't do the first option. I can't do it because, well, it's obvious, isn't it? I don't have enough time, and I don't have enough space, and I don't have the resources to start running a merchandising business from my own apartment. Can't do it. You know why. It's because I've got, you know, my jobs, and I've got my podcasts, and I've got other stuff going on. I can't start devoting all my time to packing, labeling, and going to the post office and all that stuff. I can't do it. So basically, I've got no choice. I have to go with some kind of producer online who will do all of that stuff for me and send all the stuff to you on my behalf. And I'll get like a small portion of the money that is made from the sales of these things. So that's what I'm going to do. Okay. Now, the result is that I can't really control the prices very much. So you might find that some of the prices are a little bit high, and I do apologize for that. I know how important it is to keep the prices low, but, you know, what can I do when I want to make these things available? So to an extent, my hands are tied. But anyway, I have put together an online store for merchandise for Luke's English Podcast. And what I'm going with at the moment is a mug, a Luke's English Podcast mug, a Luke's English Podcast journal, which is a sort of like a notebook, notepad sort of thing, which you can use to keep notes and write vocabulary in it and write anything else you want in it. It's a nice ring-bound notepad with a Luke's English Podcast logo on the front. There's a ladies' t-shirt. There's a men's t-shirt. Just a simple white t-shirt with Luke's English Podcast written on the front. There's even a tote bag, you know, like a fabric bag that you can carry over your shoulder, and it's got a Luke's English Podcast logo on it. You can put your shopping in it or carry a dictionary in it or whatever you want to carry. And there's a Luke's English Podcast sticker, which is simply a sticker of the Luke's English Podcast logo, and you can stick it anywhere you want. Okay. So I am going to put a link to this shop on my website. So if you go to teacherluke.co.uk, you should find in the menu a button that says shop. Okay. And if you click on that, you will be able to follow a link which will take you to the online shop, and you can have a look at some of the merchandise. I hope you don't mind the price too much. As I said, I've tried to keep it reasonable. We'll see. Now, this is not necessarily a permanent thing. I might not, you know, keep the shop open forever. I might just see what the response is. If I get lots of comments from listeners going, "This is ridiculous, your stuff is far too expensive," I'm going to let you go to the shop to see what the prices are. You might think, "This is ridiculous, all this stuff is far too expensive. I'm from Bangladesh, I can't afford that," or something like that. If that's the overwhelming response, then I don't know what I'll do, but I might try and find another approach, but I don't know what that would be. I might even just close the shop. Who knows? So it could be for a limited time only, ladies and gentlemen, for a limited time only. If you want to get your mug, if you want to get your notepad, your t-shirt, your tote bag, or your sticker, you can just go to teacherluke.co.uk and click on the button that says shop, and you can buy their stuff there now. It's available now, but possibly for a limited time only. All right. Now, this is a little bit of a risk because I haven't actually checked the merchandise myself yet. I have ordered some stuff, but it hasn't arrived yet. So, you know, who knows? If I receive some of the merchandise and I think, actually, this is crap, this stuff, you can tell I'm not a good salesman. I'm really not designed to be a salesman at all, as I've mentioned in previous episodes. I haven't even seen the merchandise, but I trust that it's pretty good. I think the t-shirts will be pretty good quality. The mug will make your tea taste even better than normal. Any notes that you write in a Luke's English Podcast notebook, you will remember for the rest of your life. If you wear a Luke's English Podcast t-shirt when you're studying English, statistics haven't proven that you will remember up to 80% more effectively. Anything carried in a Luke's English Podcast tote bag will bring you good luck. That hasn't been confirmed by a magician, but I'm going to say it anyway. Stick an LEP logo sticker on your pencil case. And any pens that you use to write with in the future will make your English up to 75% more correct. These are all just made up statistics in a vain attempt to try and sell my products to you. But anyway, okay, I think you get the message. Teacherluke.co.uk. Click on shop and you'll be taken to the Luke's English Podcast shop, where you can have a look at some of the products that are available to you. And if you fancy it, you can buy them. Just click on the product that you like. You can add it to your shopping basket, your shopping cart. And, you know, just enter the details. You can pay online. You can pay with PayPal if you prefer. And you will be sent some of your branded merchandise so you can listen to Luke's English Podcast in style. Okay? All right, then. So that's the end of that little advertisement, as it were, for Luke's English Podcast merchandise. I hope that you buy some. I really do. And I hope that I hope you enjoy using it as well. Now, what else? What else? What else? So that's the merchandise. What else? Okay, so recent episodes of the podcast. The last episode was called Marooned with My Music, in which I interviewed my dad, Rick Thompson. There are two more of those coming up. There's Marooned with My Music with my mum, and there's Marooned with My Music with my brother as well. So I hope that you're enjoying the Marooned with My Music series, and you can expect to enjoy two more episodes in that series coming very, very soon to a computer near you. Okay? Now, what about messages from my listeners? Right, let's just have a quick look here. Okay, so I've just got a few messages that arrived in my inbox, which I'm just going to respond to. I said recently I can't respond to all messages, but here's a little selection. In fact, this one's from December 2013, so this is from over a year ago, and it's from Aisul Aliyeva, and it goes like this. Hi, great teacher Luke. Thank you. How are you? I'm fine, thanks. I don't know where to begin. I just decided to write to you and share my opinion about your podcasts. First, let me introduce myself. My name is Aisul. It's pronunciation, because most of my foreign friends can't pronounce it correctly. Okay, Aisul. I'm 23 and I live in Baku, Azerbaijan. My major is English and I work as a translator. I'm preparing for IELTS and was looking for an effective and quality podcast. I was so depressed because there were a few British English podcasts. You mean there weren't many? There weren't many British English podcasts. When I came across your podcasts, I just thought, oh no, these ones are so long. But when I tried, I really liked them. Since then, I've been a regular listener of your podcasts. You're so helpful. And like any listener of your podcasts, I also appreciate your work. Thanks. Thanks. Thanks a lot for everything. Bye. Well, thanks for your message, Aisul. Yes, I think that's quite a common sort of reaction. Oh, God, these podcasts are long. Yes, they are long. Usually they're about an hour long. This one is supposed to be a quick hello. I think I'm calling it Quick Hello 4. I haven't decided what I'm going to call this episode yet. I may call it Quick Hello 4, because I used to do a series of Quick Hellos before. In fact, Quick Hello 3 was published in June 2009. So anyway, this is supposed to be a quick hello, but already we're nearly at 30 minutes. So that's quite a common response. Oh my God, these episodes are a bit long. Yes, they are long, but I think it's a good idea for you to listen a lot. That's why my episodes are long. Plus, I can't always achieve what I want to achieve in a short period of time. If I did 10, 15 minute episodes, then I wouldn't really get anywhere, and I wouldn't be able to relax in the way that I do in these episodes. So sorry the episodes are long, but there's a certain way in which you should listen to these. You don't have to listen to it all in one go. You don't have to listen to it sitting at a computer. You can stick it on your phone or whatever in your headphones, and then you can listen to it while you're traveling on your way to work or doing something else. There are many different ways of listening. Thanks for your message, Aisul, and sorry it took me so long to get back to you. This one is from someone called a loyal listener. Oh, this is Miriam. All right. Dear Luke, I've not listened to all your podcasts yet. However, my favourites at the moment are, number one, Wikipedia. That was an interview with my dad. Number two, Setting the World to Rights. That was a chat with a friend of mine in the pub where we talked about lots of big serious topics. Number three, Scotland and the Scottish accent. Oh yeah, that was an interview with a Scottish colleague of mine. And that was from Miriam in December 2013. Let's see. Who's this one from? Let's have a look. This is from Alex. And it goes, hi, Luke. Hi, Alex. I've listened to your podcast number 49, Stand-Up Comedy. It's excellent. The performance of the podcast is very, very good and interesting. Thank you. I appreciate it. That's what Alex says. This girl has a nice voice and perfect pronunciation. Ah, now, here Alex is talking about the girl who was the guest presenter on that episode, and that was my friend Claudia. I used to work with Claudia, and she's a good friend of mine. And I agree with you, Alex. She does have a nice voice, and she does have perfect pronunciation. And she's lovely, and I'm very glad to have had her on the podcast. He says, that would be good if you work together with this girl again. Why don't you speak to her? Why don't you speak with her in a duet? What would you say, Luke? Well, I'd like to do that, Alex. In fact, I had Claudia on the podcast again several times, and she was always a nice presence on Luke's English podcast. But these days, I live a little bit far away from her. She still lives in London, but I'm living in France now, so I don't get to see her as often as I used to. So I can't really have her on the podcast regularly like that anymore. But I'm glad that you liked listening to her voice, Alex. Now, this one is from someone called Steg from China. And Steg is talking about the IELTS test. So let's have a little read of what Steg said. He said, hi Luke, my name's Steg, I come from China, and I'm going to study in university in Queensland in Australia for a master's degree. So I just want to share some of my experience of passing the IELTS test and how to improve non-native speakers' English proficiency effectively. I hope my email can be broadcasted in the podcast. Thanks a lot. Well, Steg, it's being broadcast right now. First of all, I think writing is the most difficult part because of the lack of cultural background for foreign people. It means that English learners have to give priority to some cultural backgrounds and to become familiar with the native speaker's thought. I mean, we have no choice but to understand how foreign people solve some basic social issues, such as how to shake off poverty and how to provoke people's well-being. These issues are basic topics in the IELTS test. When we the best way for this task is that we need to remember a large number of verbs and nouns, simply because we have a totally different culture towards Western countries. For example, when I say the economic slowdown poses a threat to economic growth, I would probably say something makes a threat to something, not to say create a threat, because in my culture we use make a threat to express this meaning. So it's clear that we really need to remember loads of verbs and nouns at the same time. So please bear this in mind. So Steg there is talking about the fact that we've got to be careful to be aware of certain collocations in English. For example, we say make a threat. No. We say pose a threat, not make a threat, for example. For the speaking part, we really need to remember some idioms. After that, we can express our ideas clearly in English. For example, I think this is a really good way to pass the IELTS for the speaking part. You can also learn from episode 242. I listen to this episode again and again until I can use all of these idioms in the appropriate way. Okay, so this is my experience about passing IELTS effectively. I just try my best to avoid typo problems. If I make some mistakes, please correct me and understand me. Thanks a lot. One last thing. I think this is a really good way to communicate with your audience, but I believe that sharing voice messages to all listeners is a much better way to let all listeners participate in the podcast, like the YEP competition programs. I hope that more people will know Luke's English podcast. Cheers. Thanks, Steg. Thanks for your message from China. So it's nice to have listeners in China. So Steg is giving some tips for the IELTS test. Now, this is a very common subject. I often get asked questions about the IELTS exam and if I can give people some advice on it and so on. That would require some consideration, and it's something I've been thinking about. I must just put some of my know-how about taking the IELTS test into an episode. I'm not going to do that right here and now. I'd need to sit down and prepare myself and go through each part of the test and think of all the bits of advice and so on that I have. Now, that's quite valuable knowledge. I'm not sure if I want to just part with it freely at this point. But I understand how important IELTS is. To be honest, it's a very big subject, and there are lots of things to say about the exam. There are so many parts to it and so many different aspects of it. But perhaps I will do an episode about IELTS tips and tricks to give you some useful advice. So that was Steg from China. And this one is from Gabriella from Brazil. Now, we know Gabriella because she featured in the Your English Podcast competition. She's from Brazil and she's 13. And Gabriella is a lovely girl, and she speaks with a lovely accent, and her English is very good for someone of 13 years old. And she's written to me this: Dear Luke, while I hear some of your podcasts, I wonder, how can you cope with being so popular and still being that normal, down-to-earth, humble bloke you are? Because you, for most of your listeners, are some kind, you are some kind of celebrity, while at the same time we notice that you're just a nice modern dude, very, very different from average Hollywood celebrities, except Johnny Depp. So my question for you is, do you consider yourself, or are you sometimes, a very smug person? Cheers from Gabriella, 13, in Brazil. Well, thanks for that, Gabriella. I think you're basically asking me, how do I manage to deal with the fame of being Luke from Luke's English Podcast? Well, Gabriella, it's not very difficult because I suppose, you know, you can't compare me to Hollywood celebrities and people who are famous all over the world. You can't. I mean, I have some level of fame or notoriety or something with the people who listen to my podcast, but really that's just a drop in the ocean compared to the levels of fame of some celebrities who everyone knows. I'm very flattered by what you say, that I'm some kind of celebrity. I don't agree. I don't think I am. In fact, for example, walking around in Paris or walking around in London, no one knows who I am. And I never get sort of recognized or anything like that. It's only happened a couple of times. A couple of students who came to my school in the past have realized who I am, and they've gone, "Oh, you're Luke from Luke's English Podcast," and I've gone, "Yeah, I am," and that's it, really. Once a guy wanted to take a photo with me because he realized who I was, and he was trying to get his phone out of his pocket, and I noticed as he was trying to open the camera on his phone that his hands were shaking. I was thinking, oh my God, he's like really nervous to meet Luke from Luke's English Podcast. So that was kind of a surprise. And another time I was in a pub talking and someone came up to me and said, "Excuse me, are you Luke?" And I was like, "Yeah, I am." And he said, "Oh yeah, I recognise your voice. He's just a guy in a pub who recognised my voice. But it's very, very rare, certainly not in Paris. It seems that the people of Paris don't care about Luke's English Podcast. I'd hardly ever get anyone telling me that they've listened to the podcast. So really, it's only online that I get any sense of my notoriety or any level of celebrity that I have. It's only online. For example, when I go onto the Facebook page and I see that people have liked something I've written, or when I go onto my website and have a look at the number of people who visited the page, and of course all of the lovely comments that I get on my website. But it's really only in that area that I get any idea, any sense that I'm famous. In the rest of my normal life, it's just normal everyday life. Just going to work and, you know, working hard and queuing up to buy bread from the boulangerie and, you know, just the usual stuff, being, you know, having to deal with waiters and just normal life, really, Gabriella. So I don't think I'm a smug person. I don't think I'm famous, really, and so it's no problem. I don't have no problem dealing with any level of celebrity. There's no chance of it going to my head because there's nothing really to get arrogant about. Not yet, at any rate. And anyway, in the future, if I did get some fame, I don't think I'd let it go to my head. I mean, I say that now, maybe in 5 to 10 years when I've become a huge global celebrity because of Luke's English Podcast, you know, and I'll be, you know, walking around going to parties with Kanye West and kind of coming out of nightclubs at 3 o'clock in the morning, out of my head on various drugs and alcohol, and, you know, fighting with paparazzi and stuff, and acting like an absolutely arrogant dick, then maybe. But at this stage, I don't think that I don't think there's any reason why I should act any differently. So it's really not any surprise that I'm still a normal, down-to-earth, humble bloke, because my life is still normal, down-to-earth, and humble. Okay? All right. That's it then. All right, I think that's the end of this episode. It started in a fairly somber way, didn't it, with the stuff about the Charlie Hebdo attacks. And then I tried to tell you about the merchandise that I've released, which you can now purchase by going to teacherluke.co.uk and clicking on the word shop in the menu. And then I read out some messages from my listeners, just a few messages. There are obviously way more. And what I started to do is actually collect a bunch of messages from my inbox and post them onto my page so I could read them out. But it just there were just too many. So I just responded to a few. But let me just say again that I do like getting your messages. I really do. And I'm very sorry that I don't get a chance to respond to all of them. Anyway. Thank you very much for writing to me, if you have done. I appreciate it very much. You know, sorry if I haven't been able to answer all of your requests. Sometimes people ask me to explain things to them or to do things for them. Unfortunately, I'm not like a sort of correction service, and I'm not your online teacher for free. I can't always answer every language question you have. Sometimes I do, but I can't always do that. Basically, I'm just the guy who produces episodes of Luke's English Podcast, and I put a lot of time and energy into these audio downloads, and that's what I do, okay? I do obviously teach English, but I do that in my classes and so on. I can't necessarily answer every question or query or whatever in my email inbox or on Facebook. I'm sure you understand that. Right. That's the end of this. So I'm just having a look on the Facebook page, and just this morning I posted something that said there are various ways. I posted something about the terrorist attacks that happened in Paris yesterday, and this is what I wrote, and it seems that more and more people are commenting on it, which is quite interesting. And I wrote, there are various ways of responding to a joke that you don't find funny. Shooting a group of people is not one of those ways. Paris is mourning those artists, journalists and comedians who were killed at Charlie Hebdo yesterday. The first response was from Anna Kazan, who posted the Je suis Charlie image there, showing her support. Li Thuronkiet, whose name I can't pronounce, said, thanks for your podcasts, Luke. Molly Tai, who's a regular commenter, said, my heavy heart goes to the victims who were taken by injustice. Abres Lorak said, why does that sort of thing happen? I responded by saying, because some extremists believe it's okay to threaten the world with violence if we openly criticize or ridicule their ideas, and not just threaten, as we saw yesterday. Zdenek Lucas joined the debate here by saying that these were deplorable acts against humanity. Religious fanaticism poses a massive threat to all of us. No religion should be the highest instance in our lives other than Luke's English Podcast. Well, I appreciate that very much. I think it's certainly the fanaticism. It's the extreme end of religion, isn't it? It's not just religion. It's something more than that. It's extreme sort of perversion of religion, I think. Meh Raoul said, also, you should consider a joke's outcome before expressing it. And I responded by saying, certainly, but murder should never be one of those outcomes, right? Meaning that, yes, we should be careful of what the outcome of a joke will be, but we should never really expect that we can, that murder can be one of those outcomes. I don't think murder can ever be a reasonable response to a joke. I think people just need to accept that sometimes they will be offended. Okay, and that's it. That's where it stops. Stenek responded to this particular thread by saying, I'm glad that the Inquisition no longer exists. That's the sort of the Spanish Inquisition, which you may not have expected. Anyway, I'm glad the Inquisition no longer exists. If it did, I'm afraid brilliant stand-ups like Ricky Gervais, who openly poked fun at Christianity, would have long been dead. That's a mixed conditional attempt. I just hope Luke, as well as other comedians and artists, won't have to die because of their jokes. Abrez Lorak says, political correctness and multiculturalism. I believe it will happen more often in the future. Okay. Okay, I think that's it, really, isn't it? Yeah, slightly downbeat ending. But the good news is, you can now buy yourself a Luke's English Podcast mug. Are you interested in drinking tea from a branded Luke's English Podcast cup? Then why not visit teacherluke.co.uk? Simply click the shop button and you'll be able to purchase a range of products that will suit your lifestyle. Do you like to write things down in a notebook? Are you recording vocabulary so that you can remember it later? Why not use a Luke's English Podcast notebook? They're available now at teacherluke.co.uk. Do you feel cold? Do you like to wear cotton wear? Would you like to wear a t-shirt with a Luke's English Podcast logo on it? Made-up statistics have shown that wearing a Luke's English Podcast t-shirt while studying can help to improve your memory by up to 67%. All statistics have been made up for the purposes of this advertisement. So why not go to teacherluke.co.uk and buy your new Luke's English Podcast t-shirt today? All right, that's the end of this little bit of this weird combination of sort of dark, somber news reporting and advertising for Luke's English Podcast merchandise. It's a weird combination, but that's just the way that we do things here at Luke's English Podcast. Thanks for listening to the episode. Soon you'll be able to listen to Marooned with my music with my mum. But for now, for this one, it's time to say goodbye. And so I'm going to do it now. Here it is. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.
Thanks again for listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.